Order, order. Select committee report.
A bill that will regulate the manufacture and sale of synthetic cannabis products by requiring scientific proof that they are safe to use was up for submissions to the Health Committee on Wednesday. Shelley Eden represents the Enjoy Company, which produces synthetic cannabis, and made a submission in support of the Psychoactive Substances Bill.
Enjoy has long championed regulation of psychoactive substances. Enjoy strongly disapproves of the sale of psychoactive substances to under-18s and at dairies and convenience stores and near schools. Enjoy has serious concerns about some products on the market in terms of their strength and quality and the potential presence within those products of harmful and toxic substances. Enjoy therefore welcomes this legislation and is in favour of a regulatory scheme similar to that for liquor.
Ms Eden welcomed the proposed regime.
New Zealand is a known world leader in a number of areas of social policy, and this is bold legislation and much better in Enjoy's view for the general public than a simple, unworkable ban.
Also making a submission was Timaru Mayor Janie Annear, who outlined the extent of problems caused by synthetic cannabis.
It's so terrifying for my community because, you know, SIPs have talked to me there. They've always had trouble with alcohol, of course, with their young people, but the legal highs are creating issues they have never had before, and the social workers are beside themselves with knowing how to deal with it.
Mrs. Annear gave the committee an idea of just how popular the products were.
One dairy owner in a very small dairy, he had $225,000 worth of stock before Christmas. 2 months later, I went to visit him. He only had $20,000 left. So this is the huge issue that you have to deal with.
Mrs. Annear was confident that dairy sales were at the root of the problem.
Because the young people who are buying it are not necessarily the kids that would go down the road to the tinny shop, you know, because that is illicit, that is illegal, they'd get in more trouble. But going to the dairy, it's just so easy and so tempting.
And Police Association President Greg O'Connor had some breaking news for the committee.
It's interesting, just before I came in here, a press release has gone out from the Commissioner of Police around the fact that K2, the cannabis substitute, which has been subject to much of the publicity recently, will be made illegal this week. Just to highlight the need for this bill and the need for some clarity, even in that press release, there was talk about police will enforce K2 and its illegality. The reality of it is that K2 will not be illegal on Saturday night in Courtney Place. Any substance with all BB22 or 5FAKB48 will be illegal.
Mr. O'Connor said the current regime wasn't effective.
As was the case with Chronic, when Chronic was the substances in that, which I don't have the substance that were rendered illegal. Chronic then reappeared on the street within days without that illegal substance, but with another substance within it. So that is just highlights the need for some clarity, which we believe this bill will bring about, where the onus will be on those selling to ensure the product is safe.
And with a different take on the issue of synthetic cannabis was hemp store owner and marijuana law reform advocate Chris Fowley.
I just really wanted to note that the demand is only there because cannabis is illegal. If cannabis was legally controlled and regulated, no one would be using these synthetic cannabinoid products. The feedback that we get from our customers is that is the reason they do them. They don't do it for any other reason. It's only because cannabis is illegal. My opinion, and I think this will be shared by a lot of people, is that natural herbal cannabis is safer than many of these synthetic products.
Mr. Fowley said the test for which synthetic cannabis will have to pass under the proposed bill should be applicable to natural cannabis too.
If the people that think cannabis is harmful, if that's true, then it's just going to fail and it won't go forward. But at least give us a chance. Because I think you'll actually find that cannabis will be less risky than these products that people are being forced to take.
However, Chris Fowley was supportive of the bill.
As a retailer, I would really like to be licensed. We've actually called for that for over 10 years in our submissions and all sorts of different bills. These are psychoactive substances. They change the way you think. And we think the retailers should be licensed. And as part of that licensing, there should be training, mandatory training, particularly of the manager, just like with alcohol. And there should be personal responsibility on what goes on in that business, just like with alcohol. And you can then control where it's sold, when it's sold. You know, you can put hours on it. But as long as that's done with good faith, where they're not doing a de facto prohibition by making things so tough.
Hemp store owner Chris Fowley making a submission on the Psychoactive Substances Bill, which will regulate the sale and manufacture of synthetic cannabis products. All up, there were 28 oral submissions on the bill on Wednesday. The Health Committee will report the bill back to the House by June 16. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.